You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's WWE Monday Night Raw After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's WWE Monday Night Raw After Show.
Music!
It's weird that you all have similar glasses. That is weird.
It is weird.
Well, we all shop together.
It's strange.
It's like we totally got shopping together and stuff. Like, aviators are totally in style and shit.
We should all get aviators until they freak out Jensen.
Like, Great Khali even told me so. Totally
I like all of your glasses.
I like your glasses.
I think they're all good.
What would Khali...
I like your glasses.
He'd be like this.
I think you guys in aviators... I think you guys in aviators look very fresh. But you do need to ask Jensen his final opinion on things.
Excuse me.
Vote Maria Menounos Dancing with the Stars.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jensen Karp!
It would seem weird that he's so into Dancing with the Stars, but he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jensen Karp.
Hey, everybody.
Can you tell us your Twitter name?
My Twitter handle is JensenClan88. I do mostly obscene jokes there. I actually wrote one just before we went on air. And I said that it's not that obscene, though. I wrote, those who are mad that Michael Bay is involved in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie should remember Corey Feldman was in the first one.
There's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie?
Mm-hmm, and Michael Bay's producing it. And the internet was...
Are you okay? Are you okay? Because I know that you love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Michelangelo.
I'm a huge fan.
Which one's your favorite? We'll just, you know, go quickly.
Michelangelo.
Okay.
Bingo.
Raphael.
Yeah.
Raphael.
He was always
Raphael.
Bad
that was right. You know what?
Pizza party.
Red, hello.
Yeah, he liked pizza.
Yeah.
Raphael was dope. Donatello had the size.
No. Yeah. Raphael had the size.
I nailed it. I like the size.
We had the nunchucks.
Yeah. I like the size.
Donatello had the bow.
Yeah.
Christopher Joseph the staff. With the nunchucks.
Weirdly enough, Undertaker today had a tail. So that would make sense.
He did have a tail.
That was so weird.
I am certain the man is a dragon. What is it called in the show that we watch? The Grimm show. Anybody that watches Grimm, please tell us what the dragons are called. Thank you.
It was the latest episode.
We also have the Prodigy, Mike Bennett.
Hello.
Can you give us your Twitter name?
ROH, Mike Bennett.
And Christopher, what's yours?
At Vokari Fashion.
And we already had yours. And mine is Maria L. Canellis.
Yes.
Don't forget the L because follow me. So, Philadelphia.
We're a little giddy.
Sold out show.
That much closer to WrestleMania.
13 days away from WrestleMania. 18,000 people.
Yeah. WrestleMania.
That was
my best Santino. I don't know.
WrestleMania season. It is my favorite time of year.
WrestleMania.
It's seeming that way.
It's awesome.
Excuse me?
No, she said it's her favorite time of year. I said it's seeming that way.
Yep, yeah. That's what I thought you said.
Yeah,
I heard so.
It's
keep
like
going.
Christmas, WrestleMania. I am. I'm just. I'm pushing through here.
Thank you.
WrestleMania, Christmas. I'll take WrestleMania, especially when I get to go.
I heard semen.
Yes.
Oh, it's semen that way. I get it now. Thank you.
I couldn't just let it go.
I didn't know it.
Couldn't let it go.
La la la.
We're just really excited because we're only a couple weeks away.
Not even
days.
Weeks. We're like we're almost one week away.
A week and 6 days.
I'm going to say a couple.
That's fair.
It's fair.
I'll give it to you.
A couple.
Minus a day. Oh, come
on. I'll give it to you.
I can't believe minus a day.
Minus a day.
What are you, Seamus?
Seamus.
some let's be honest here. There's been the first 10 minutes of the show, real shitty impressions by all of us. My Cully's terrible. My Cully sounds like a snail.
Santino.
Your Santino.
Sorry, guys. My Santino was horrific.
Your Santino makes Mario and Luigi look like good stereotypes for Italians. It's all everything.
My Seamus was awesome.
Yeah, your Seamus. Your Seamus was definitely not awesome. Yeah. But Jericho really busted out the Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
For what?
I was rather proud of that.
For
your impression.
Yeah, we're all doing
the frog here.
That's good. That's not a wrestler. Not a wrestler, but I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
We'll go with that.
Ow! Did I get
you? I'll give it to you.
Yes.
Okay,
speaking of poopy.
Yes. Poopy.
Poopy impressions. CM Punk enters the show.
It wasn't impressioning anybody. And let me just say, it is 5 minutes and 42 seconds into the show when we are talking about Raw. CM Punk, I got in trouble because it was 10 minutes into the show. Someone definitely informed me of that before
Someone
I mentioned.
Too much time on their hands.
Exactly.
Fans are on it.
So, CM Punk. Chris Jericho is not here, of course. He and Punk acknowledged the fact that his father did have a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. And now he's very proud of his father, and he is
for turning
proud
it around
of the obstacles in his life and the fact that he turned it all around. And I am straight edge and I am proud.
Yep.
And I have to say, I had chills in this promo.
It looked very real.
It was very real.
It was awesome.
You know? And when you do your best work is when it's real.
Yeah, it was good.
It's real.
It was awesome. You know?
It's real to me.
It's still real to me.
It's still
damn
real to me, damn it. We should
just
bring... That should be a vocal. Exactly.
Be a
that should be a vocal clip that we have. Do you know that clip?
I think so.
There's like an amazing wrestling, like a wrestle reunion kind of thing,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
where there's like a bunch of old
there's
wrestlers,
a panel,
and they're like talking about their old wrestling days, and a guy, they're doing Q&A, and a guy's like, I just want to say, and he starts crying, and he's like, you guys all meant so much to me when I was growing up, and he's an older guy, and he's just like, I just want you to know. It's still real to me. And he's like bawling. He's like, no matter what anybody says, it's still real to me.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Just doesn't know what to do.
And they're just like, cool, man. Cool, bro. Cool.
That's great.
Let's get that vocal clip.
I don't know what's saying.
Talking about it's real, not to go off on a tangent.
No.
Remember Kurt Angle? It's true.
Yes.
On TNA, he uses it's real.
Oh, he does?
Oh, it's
real. And he does it in the same way? Like, it's real.
It's real.
It's real.
Yeah, it's not. I guess he's not allowed to use... Oh, yeah, it's true.
Well, trademarked, I'm sure.
Do you think sometimes they keep the most personal stuff from about some of the top guys until later on in their career? Like, they first go out there and they kind of do something that, you know, they can relate to. But then all of a sudden, somewhere down the road, they actually hit something that is very true and real to their life. And I feel like it always takes, you know, a good 5 years, maybe a little bit longer, but yeah.
I watched,
character development.
I watched the Bret Michaels. Oh,
wow.
Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. It works. Bret Michaels.
I
watched the Bret Michaels DVD. Weirdly, it's all Poison music.
Yeah, it does.
But the craziest part is I watched it and I saw Legion of Doom clips. They like randomly were talking about how good tag teams were back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they did a gimmick with one of them.
They were always drunk.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then he died of alcoholism, basically. That's so crazy to me.
He fell off the Titantron.
Right. He was like on the Titantron, like drunk, and was like, but it was all gimmick, but he was just like, yeah. And then they had him fall, and then he never returned, right? That was like how he was gone from wrestling forever.
Yeah.
But in real life, he died of.
Draws. Yeah.
Yeah. He died of actual alcoholism.
That's very crazy.
Who would that be? That would be not Hawk, but.
Animal. Was it Animal?
I think. One of them's the Laurinaitis. Whoever one's not.
I always forget who's
who. I know, me too.
Animal. No, that was Hawk.
That was Hawk. You're right.
Animal was the bigger, the shorter, stockier.
What a rush.
Mohawk.
Yeah. But isn't that weird, though? It's such. I mean, you say these personal things. They obviously knew he had an alcohol problem, and they obviously had it play out on TV later in his career. It's the same thing as what you're saying.
Yeah. And I feel like they do it at a certain point in someone's career. Like they're like, okay, we're going to keep you around now.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're really going to get you over with everybody and say that everybody has been touched by this disease and it is a disease and I'm fighting against it. And it also kind of helps out with the way that things are going with the bullying campaign and yay, people. You know, I think that that's kind of all playing into it.
I wish they left it at that, though. I wish Jericho didn't come out till later.
Punk was so
fired up and the crowd was so with him. They should have ended it, played his music, he leaves. Maybe Punk comes out later on, has a match. wins the match, and then Jericho comes up.
Yeah, it's almost like you almost forgot it happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the end of the show,
he
that
hit
that
the
even
crowd
happened.
Here, and it was so.
And if it would have went to something like the penis shot of the Battle of the Giants, then it would have been so much better.
Heck,
yeah,
woman.
I am sorry. That's what it was.
You mean sorry?
It was like, sorry.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm just bringing the Canadianisms out.
Sorry.
Jericho did it. I can do it. We're both from the same hometown.
Sorry.
Why are you pouting?
Sorry.
I'm not pouting. Chris Jericho said I'm sorry, too.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
And he also said that his sister was a bit of a...
drug addict.
Drug addict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the abuse.
And did anything she could to get the drugs. And, you know, Punk was very upset after that, and he left upset, but they screwed it up!
Well, they needed to come... I mean, I kind of like where they're going with it. I mean, they needed to come up with a storyline for these two cats to go at it and not get lost in the minutiae of WrestleMania.
Storyline.
Or the minutos of who you should vote for on Dancing with the Stars.
Yay!
Yay!
Team Menounos.
That was, guys, seamless transition.
That was very well
done. The minutiae into the minutos.
Well done.
Yes, our fair.
Well done.
I'll take it.
Hell, speaking of Menounos, may as well just say it.
What?
She's gonna be in WrestleMania.
Well, yeah, that's
we're gonna get there. I just couldn't help it.
We'll get to the whole Grove segment,
okay,
guys. We'll get to everything that happened at the Grove.
I need a moment still get that and get my head around that one.
Talk amongst yourselves.
So, as I mentioned this to you guys in there, but I want to kind of talk about it on screen and on air. They've been showing a lot of family when it comes to wrestling and the superstars in wrestling. I never really noticed it before. And maybe you can tell me if it's ever been like that before. Because Cena acknowledged his wife a few weeks ago.
Right, and
then
his dad.
When they're and his dad. Yeah. I mean, his dad's always kind of been a part of it, but Cena's always been that hot guy that, like, doesn't have that significant other. But now he does.
Right.
The Rock and Cena video, they showed a lot of family stuff, a lot of, you know, very personal things. Mm-hmm. I just noticed that, you know, with Punk and his family and acknowledging that, it feels like wrestling's getting a lot more real. And I like it.
A lot more family-oriented.
A lot more family-oriented.
Darren, let me throw another wrench into it, though. This generation was raised hoping to be on WrestleMania.
Yes.
Like, more than anyone else, because this is the age of, like, us growing up.
Yes.
And before that, it never existed. WrestleMania was still new for the first 10 years or whatever. Now, there are pictures of, you know, The Miz with a wrestling belt pretending he's at WrestleMania as a kid.
Right.
Like, those stories seem to pop up more.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, with The Rock, and I mean, obviously he was third generation or something, but you'll start seeing, I think, the stories of these kids is that one day, hopefully, they'll be at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
So the story tells itself.
Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that.
Are you a writer?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I hide in the bathroom.
It's also always done for sympathy for baby faces. Anytime you really want to get baby faces over, you mention their family, you make them look more real, more connected to the people, and people fall for that.
Two baby faces going at it. Roxina. Mm-hmm.
Why did that sound so filthy to me? Roxina. Yeah.
Two baby
there is going to be.
I'm a little excited. All right,
Michaels.
I don't want to know. I don't want to see. Please keep it under the table. Thank you.
Don't go under the table tonight.
Hour on Rock and Cena. They're going an hour draw, mind you.
Yes.
did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well done.
Great. Thank you. When is the show going to air? Do we? Did we catch a date
next
on
Monday.
That?
Next Monday.
Next Monday.
So right before Rock.
Yeah. Super show next Monday.
Sort of.
Well, not
it's
really.
Like a super show next Monday.
It's like a documentary.
But I just mean the show itself next Monday. There won't be a SmackDown next Friday. It's I know it's super show every Monday.
Sure, right.
That's why I say it's going to be a super show.
Super show.
Is it 3 hours next week?
I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on that. I just know it's definitely both brands.
We will know before next week so that we're, you know.
It's the one show before WrestleMania.
Got it.
So I'm pretty sure that it's going to be 3 hours.
Okay.
Big Show Kane. Very interesting match.
Yeah.
I know what they were trying to do, you know, get over Cody Rhodes and Big Show's match at WrestleMania, showing the blooper reel and have Cody shadow boxing next to the side and stuff. But I didn't necessarily like this pairing. because they both have matches at WrestleMania. They didn't really play off the whole giant versus giant thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, because if they would have played off of that these are two giants going into WrestleMania, I would have gotten it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But they almost made you sympathize with Big Show, and then you didn't see him so much as a giant in the match.
Right.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, it's a forgettable match, and that's crazy to think that Big Show and Kane was in it. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it was all a setup for the boxing gloves to the head. With
exactly.
The and it seemed like a really long way to get to it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Nothing happens with Kane. It was kind of, even, I mean, with Randy Orton later on.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I almost wish that all of a sudden during Randy's promo, Kane's music would have hit and then would have just faded out. And, like, Randy would have been like, where is he?
Randy and Cody have had history.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? Kane's going against Randy. Then you have Cody and Big Show. I mean, it should have been all four of them out there at one time at the end.
At some point.
At some point.
Maybe that's next week. Maybe that's the next
week.
Well, still. I mean, they can still do something next week. Right. However, in this particular instance, it just, like, I agree with you. It fell short.
It
fell short. I really did like the boxing melee, but
the boxing melee was great. But you could have done that backstage.
Yeah.
I didn't really get the choke slam. It's an slam
interesting
off the
pairing.
Yeah. I mean, and if it was giant versus giant, and it was just giant versus giant right off the bat, and then you went into the blooper reel, maybe somewhere during the, you know, when Kane is beaten down on Big Show, and then, you know, or maybe that causes Kane to beat down on Big Show, I would get that. I just didn't understand, like, the placing of everything in this.
Whoa.
What if, okay, here's this. What if I told you that WrestleMania was going to be Kane versus Big Show instead of Big Show versus Orton? Wouldn't you believe me more?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh. Mm-hmm. David Otunga. Oh, my gosh. I hate him as soon as he comes through.
He's crisp. He's mad. He took Master's thing tonight.
And he took Wade Barrett's jacket.
Wade Barrett.
Wade Barrett's
jacket. Okay, I can't be taken seriously.
Yep.
Very nice, though.
How dare you?
I know.
He was very annoying, I think, as these other people's gimmicks. It was like, I just don't think.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I didn't even know what jacket was it that he was wearing. Teddy Long's? Was it Teddy Long's?
It looked like Julia Roberts in that that new witch movie where it's like a reimagining.
Oh,
Mirror, Mirror.
Mirror, Mirror. He was wearing the Mirror, Mirror cape.
He doesn't need a cape.
No.
He needs to just come out.
It was Perry Hodder's Invisible Cloak.
Oh!
I did get my name. I did it. I finally got my gimmick through.
You got the Invisible Cloak over.
Maybe it's going to turn into it.
Maybe it's the Invisible Cloak.
Because nobody wants to see him anyways.
No.
I mean, Otunga, fine. He's ripped up and everything. Why does he need a cloak?
He doesn't need it.
Johnny Ace comes out with them. Santino, Teddy Long. There's a flex off in the ring.
We have all stated that we think it's Team Laurinaitis was a better call than Team Johnny.
What the?
Team Johnny!
Team Johnny sounds like a bunch of kids who meet in a treehouse.
Hey, Johnny.
Team Johnny, unite! And then they all just meet in a treehouse.
Teddy Long. Team Teddy.
It's just more annoying.
Yeah. It's a teddy bear versus a
It should have been like
Johnny.
Team Short and Team Oscar Long. Guy. Or Team Tiny and Team Long.
Team Tiny and Oh, dude.
Okay, so getting back on with it, you know.
Flex off. I love Santino's painted abs.
Yeah.
Woo.
That was cool.
Very nice. And love Johnny with this phone.
Almost. Does anyone remember Giant Gonzalez?
Oh, my God.
Giant Gonzalez. Full body suit.
The full body suit.
Giant Gonzalez is my favorite wrestler of all time.
that guy
he rest in peace.
Huge.
He's dead also.
Yes.
He's my favorite wrestler ever.
Giant, he came out of WrestleMania 9? Nine,
yeah,
think.
Nine.
Is that what it was?
In Caesar's Palace. Yeah, he came out in a giant,
that's right,
full body suit.
It was all
painted as muscles.
I have a friend growing up. I have two brothers that I've watched wrestling my whole life, Mike and Chris. And I remember like a couple years ago. But, oh yeah, look at that.
Hey, look.
It's you guys.
It's us.
It's
hello.
You.
Hi. How are you?
Good to see you.
Weird that we've never talked about
Johnny?
It. Team Johnny. Unite!
Team Johnny.
Have rings.
I think a couple years ago, he actually asked me if Giant Gonzalez was a dream he had. He was like, was there a wrestler that came out wearing the whole thing? And I was like, yeah, that happened. He's like, weird. I convinced myself that it didn't happen.
Is that what you were dreaming about last night?
I think so. Giant Gonzalez.
Oh,
trying to put the full body suit
on. He's on Team Long.
Team Long.
Team Long.
Did you say Team Wrong?
Team Long.
Oh, Team Long.
Yeah. Long. Long time.
Seeming that way.
Johnny's phone. in the ring. I just think that this is hilarious because anybody that knows John Laurinaitis, oh, hi mom. Yes, we are on AfterBuzz now. Thank you.
Hi mom.
Hi. She's like that Jew's talking to me. It's like a weird text.
What's up, mom?
A weird text. Rocky Bremo.
Johnny on his phone is kind of a thing backstage. Anytime you see John Laurinaitis, he's usually on his phone. He is a very busy man with lots of talent.
Yes, he is.
But talent
to work with. To work.
You said
to
that.
Work with. To work on. Right. Talent to work on.
Anyways, so his phone gets destroyed in the ring. We see the Cobra. We see the Teddy Dance. Mm-hmm. Teddy Dance. Teddy Dance. Yeah, yeah. And that was it. And then we get to see Lord Tensai? Can somebody
I missed
at home,
this part.
Please?
I had to step out.
It was a promo for about? Prince Albert is coming back.
Prince Albert's coming back.
But he's like a different...
Really?
Can you tell me about his Japanese
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, tell people where
I gotta
been.
Tell my mom.
Prince Albert is coming back?
Yeah. I don't know a lot about his... I know he went over to Japan, and he's over there now as Giant Bernard, and he's been over there for a long time. And
he shaved his head. He has a Bam Bam Bigelow thing where it's like tattooed his
tattoo
head.
On his
really?
Head. Yeah. Yeah. He's made quite a career for himself over there, and apparently he's coming back.
And there was a promo for that tonight? I'm asking because
it was just
I stepped
his head.
Out.
We
yeah,
think.
They just showed shots of tattoos on somebody.
Really? And it was all Japanese.
And it was a promo.
And it was all Japanese.
Yeah,
thing.
It was like a vignette. Like vignette.
Really?
Like they did for Karma. Sorry, remember? Yeah. It was like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Right before
what was his name?
Mania.
Lord Tensai? Tensa? I'm asking everybody at home if you can tweet me and tell me how you actually say that. Like, you know, don't just write the same thing back to me, please, or else I won't get it. Phonetically spell how you say it, please. Thank you. The Rock with a very long promo next to Rocky Balboa's statue. It's really... long.
I'm just not 100% sure why you tape his promos now. Is it because the one ended so badly and he doesn't want to put himself in the position again where Cena can run out? I mean, it feels weird to do it over and over like that, but it was good. I it was just very long, but a lot of cheap pop in it also. A lot of like cheesesteaks.
A lot of cheap pop. I thought he got better at the end.
Yeah, he did. But it was Ultimate Warrior and Macho Man. He was doing all these things that just I would get applause for if I came out. Like it seemed a little strange, but he did get it together in the end.
Well, which he seems to be doing a lot.
Yeah.
He gets off good, rambles, and then closes it good. If he just cuts this part out, ends, boom.
Don't talk too long.
Yeah.
And that's what he used to always
get
do.
To the
he
point.
Got to his point, and he said his catchphrases. And then it was
kind of like your moves in the ring.
Good to go.
Yeah.
Guys back there in the booth, are we having some problems with AfterBuzz coming up? Because I am getting a few questions about if AfterBuzz is on right now. If AfterBuzz is working, please
your
tweet
mom,
me.
But your mom saw it.
No, she didn't. She just asked me if we were on right now. And so I'm curious if maybe we're having some technical difficulties.
We are streaming on Studio B tonight.
Okay, so we're not on right now.
Right.
Okay.
This is racist joke. Subway station.
We're not on right now.
We're not. And I'm telling everybody we were on live right now. So
we're on. You can keep your stuff on. We're still taping.
We're still taping.
We're just not on.
I knew that. I was just checking if you guys were.
You know what's weird? I didn't look either.
Yeah,
but we would have known so quick if I just looked at my stupid phone.
Well, that's what happened.
Around here, don't they know that we just go live? And
that's so dumb.
That's
I didn't know.
That's all.
I know. It's very upsetting.
Sorry,
okay,
we upsetting. Are not live.
Okay, back to the show.
I apologize for everybody at home. Please give me those answers later on tonight, so I actually know them.
Oh my God, you're gonna get flooded with them.
I will, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it back from everybody that's listening and watching. Daniel Bryan, Zack Ryder. Match. I actually really enjoyed this match.
So did I.
I really enjoyed this match.
Yeah, I did too.
I liked, even though the kick in the corner looked brutal.
Looked brutal.
Okay.
This is like his new thing.
What?
I feel. Are you talking about the Daniel Bryan kick?
No, this was super stiff.
This was
in the match. It was the stiffest kick I've seen
really?
In a very long time to Daniel Bryan's face.
Oh,
His eyes almost bulged out of his head.
Yeah.
And then it looked like he paid him back in the submission hold. It looked like he got a little too close to his nose and also pulled his arm out a bit.
Really?
Very painful.
Looks like, dude. I got to ask about that.
Okay.
I know that sometimes, and you say yay or nay, when you guys are in the ring and somebody, let's say, gives you a bit of a close call. Mm-hmm. Is there some tension that builds up? And, you know, sometimes during a match, you guys might stiff arm each other a little bit, just be like, dude.
On, I mean, if you hit someone too hard, it happens. Like, depends. If it
I mean, I know there's adrenaline when you're in the ring.
Yeah.
Pure adrenaline. It's like, you got a little too close to my face, and I'm going to give you a little.
It's a fine line.
Yeah.
Of, did you do it on purpose, or did you do it by accident, or are you continuing to keep doing it?
I'm sure a reaction right after is probably a big deal, too. If the guy's just like, like you can see in his reaction, just, he's.
To me, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of it, too, depends on your personality, I think, outside. Because if you, me, I'm like, it hurt.
Right.
Big deal. You didn't mean to do it. After like 7 or 8 times, I'm like, all right, please stop. But the first time, you know, it happens.
You just kind of shake it off and
I can't speak for anyone else but myself.
Because yeah, no,
I know a lot of guys at one time, they'd probably be like, oh, you son of a bitch. Why the... Me, I'm like, I don't know. It happens.
I wonder if that's an old school thing and a new school thing. I feel like the older generation was more prone to...
Give it right back. They are. That's how hardcore. That's how I was.
I think of, you know, guys like Hardcore Holly, you know,
JBL.
JBL. You know, these were the guys that they were writing it, you know.
They also, too, you have to think they came from a time of all respect.
Yeah.
And now they're coming into a time where a lot of guys don't respect it. So they're looking at it as, if you hurt me, it's because you don't respect this, regardless of someone just screwed up. In their eyes, like if Hardcore Holly was in there with JBL and JBL accidentally stiffs him, they're going to be like, that's fine. You know, it happens.
Yeah.
We'll stiff it.
But if it's
a
rookie
in there with
a
new guy, he's going to be like, well, you don't respect the business, so I'm going to beat the crap out of you.
Yeah.
And that's where I get where they're coming from. I don't agree with some of it, but I do understand it because it is how I was taught.
I always wondered about the whole respect thing. You know, it's like, you know, if you oops, it's not on purpose. Or
right.
Isn't it? It's the old school and the new school. I don't know.
There's so many guys in wrestling now that don't respect it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it stems from, is they're just there because they think it's this shot to glory or shot to fame or shot to a quick paycheck. And they don't understand the history or the legacy of everything or the guys that – because, I mean, think of it. It's like football or anything. If you don't respect what you're doing, they're going to be like, why the hell are you here?
Just leave.
You wanted to be an underwear model and now you're in wrestling. Get the fuck out. Like, seriously. So I think that's where a lot of guys come from.
And okay.
I mean, I get it. It's not me, but I get it.
Sure. It's been a long-time question of mine.
Well, I know that for me, there was a lot of times.
It was coming your way, too.
I know that for me, when I was in there, I always knew who I was close with and who had it out for me. And if someone that had it out for me stiffed me, she was getting it right back instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was someone that, you know, I was close with, she could beat the crap out of me. I wouldn't care.
And you wouldn't think
and
twice.
Usually, I liked it even better because that's just how I work. I like it rough. Yes.
She likes it. Yeah.
Putting it out there.
I think he already knew. But
she gives it right back.
She gives it right back.
I will give it right back.
Thank you, ma'am. May I have another?
Sorry, I know you were having a little moment here.
I was.
Couldn't help it.
I just, you know, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow.
But so that's how I always looked at it.
Hmm.
I mean, because for the girls, there aren't that many that have been around forever. I mean, I was just in the ring with Victoria about a month ago or whatever. And
yeah, you were saying.
You know, I adore her. I think she's one of the best in the entire world for wrestling. Guy, girl, indifferent, both. I don't care. Like, she is one of the best.
Did you say both because of China?
No. But, you know, like...
Moving along.
So, Flo Rider.
Flo Rider, guys.
Flo Rider.
Helping out The Rock, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
They hinted to the idea that he would be helping The Rock,
All right. So, maybe he's singing for The Rock. But I don't like when they use new music at WrestleMania.
No?
Really?
What if it's Kid Rock 3 years in a row?
I got to tell you, Kid Rock in Houston was the friggin' bomb. Yes, I said the bomb. I don't know why that just came to my head.
Not for me. I'm not a very
I liked
Kid
it.
Rock
fan. I thought he killed it in Houston's WrestleMania.
But then he did it again next year, right?
Easy killer.
I love Kid Rock.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I'll go against him.
Easy.
I'm a fan.
I just don't
like
him. I'm a fan.
I just don't like him.
Why don't you like him? Tell me why.
I don't like him much, but I just
got that new song with Yellow Wolf.
Yes, which is actually kind of decent.
I haven't heard that.
I'm not a Yellow Wolf fan either, but I kind of like the song.
No.
I couldn't tell by your tweets.
Yeah, I know. I always make fun of Yellow Wolf. Kid Rock, I don't know. He came from hip hop world, yeah. And I just sort of watched him sort of go towards where the money is
in the country.
I just don't feel the passion as much. That's all.
Yeah,
don't feel like he's a passionate.
So you don't
see,
like
I look
that
at it as he was smart.
Yes. Yeah. Oh no, I'm not saying he's not smart. He also, by the way, sold about 30 million records not on iTunes.
Right.
So consider how much he really would have sold had he been
he's
on
making
iTunes.
Bank.
I always looked at him. He's a very smart guy. With Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
And look where. Hey, they both
Limp
did the
Bizkit
same kind
just
of music.
Signed a Lil Wayne.
And who? Well, that is true.
Watch out where that goes.
He's doing extremely fine.
Trust and me. I'm just not a fan of his music.
He's living with his kids right now. He's enjoying his family time.
And his real name is Bob, which is always endearing.
Bob.
His name is Bob.
His name is Bob.
It's Bob's so cool.
Yeah. How you doing?
What about Bob?
Cena, Mark Henry.
Yeah.
Another match.
Awesome.
Oh my God. This was my favorite match of the night.
Mark Henry.
My
was on
favorite.
Fire.
I feel like Mark Henry's been a letdown so many weeks in a row recently, and then tonight he was just
like he was going through emotions,
right?
Lately.
Is what
tonight,
you were saying.
Yeah. This is how you treat a big man in a match. This is what you do.
It was good.
And it was almost like Cena was going, you know what? Yeah, I'm main eventing at WrestleMania. I'm doing it. But guess what? I'm also going to help this guy out. I'm also going to put on a great freaking match. Like, I just love the whole match, seen as being manhandled. And then at the end, two moves. No, three altogether. And done. Like, Cena got to do three different moves. And that was the end of the match. It was just awesome. And then Mark Henry, like, took that awesome bump on the Rock Bottom. It was this is a match of the night. Amazing.
I liked it, except I did not like when it switched hands to Cena. I didn't like when Mark Henry went running into the corner that second time. It looked more like he didn't back out of it as hurt or go into it and back out as hurt as he should have.
See, I think he played it perfect.
I thought it was too weak looking.
Did you guys like the ending? You liked Rock coming out and doing the Rock?
Oh, well, let's go to that.
I didn't like that. I like the bump that Mark Henry took.
Yeah, me too. But I just kind of...
No, the whole match to me, if we're just on the match, it's how Cena right there made himself look vulnerable, which Babyface is supposed to do. And then in the same extent, made himself look like a powerhouse at the very end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, his moves at the end were great. Like Steamboat used to do it in every match. He made himself look like completely vulnerable. And then at the end, he came out looking... That's just what a good babyface does.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I just still can't get over the strength of Cena. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
Unbelievable, like Superman strength.
Yeah.
Hey, picking up a guy like Mark Henry, let alone the Big Show, he's picked up before, it's just
Call me naive if you want. It is the one, maybe a handful of wrestlers I could believe have never done illegal substance to get to that size. I'm not being a jerk. I'm just saying.
This was coming.
It's true. It's one of the wrestlers I believe doesn't take performance drugs. That's a feeling I have based on just him hearing him on Stern and talking about it. Just the feeling I have. Maybe I'm not. But the feeling I have is that guy is that strong for real.
He's a machine. Like, he's always been that strong. And recently he's put up videos on YouTube and Twitter of him lifting incredible amounts of weight in the gym. It's ridiculous.
He's had that prior too. I mean, he's always trained like a maniac.
He's just a workhorse.
I've seen him in the gym too, personally, like actually being at the, you know, on a show day or something like that, going into the
really
I just envisioned you
like with one little bar next to him, just like this, being like this, being like this, being like, that's crazy, man.
Okay, well, here's a little tidbit of information that you would never know. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something about me.
I can just imagine. This
is all. I'm the little man.
This is all I was gonna say. I just imagined you looking at Cena the whole time.
I really have to like call home and get a picture sent of me. Believe it or not,
I believe it.
Years ago, I'm 36 now. When I was 21, I actually competed bodybuilding. I competed at 175 and I was in the off season 215. You would never know it now. Then I got into, I know it's weird, marathon
looking good, Cena.
It all fell apart. I'm like 175 soaking wet now.
I'm super impressed with what you're doing, Cena. I don't think that's
I am not digging myself out here at all, am I?
And then the Great Khali's on the other side.
And he's just like,
this is crazy. Why is Lillian's husband in here lifting one weight?
Oh, I just lost all respect everywhere.
Mind you, this is from me just saying that you were probably staring. All I was going to say is you were probably staring at him going like, dude. Just
that's
dude.
Crazy.
That totally went the other way.
It did. I apologize. So, what were you going to say about the Nation of Domination? Can you get it out? Come on.
Rock. I'll say it. Rock.
Come on, muscles. Let's go.
Wait till you're in the lifting weights next time, and you look over the side, and he's just looking through the window with his hands man. Up against. He's like, "Whoa,
that's awesome.
This is crazy." Okay. All right. So, Rock taking out Mark Henry is a tie back to the Nation of Domination. And then if Teddy came out, then we would have had a Bang. Real. And then Ron Simmons
in the Hall of Fame.
Would have had some really good ones. Damn,
we could have had some good ones. I was just with Ron at the Crossfire Bloody Wrestling Show this last weekend. Are you okay over there?
I don't
170
know.
Pounds blood, soaking
the blood,
wet.
The bloodshed around Christopher right now. It's a little deep right now, I admit it. But it was funny. I mean, that's
yeah, it was funny.
We all take it.
So, you know, just so you know that your pain was actually hilarious.
I know where you live.
Sadly, I live in a tent outside of it. That's how
the after
knows.
Bus tent.
How he knows, yeah.
I am slashing the turds of your little Prius.
Oh, now they know I have a Prius. Now everyone knows I own a Prius. I'm so liberal.
Team Joseph. Team Jensen, who are you going to be on?
Dude, I am a fan. I'm a big fan. I just thought
team
it was funny.
Team Tiny, Team Glasses.
We got our own WrestleMania. Gearing up.
That's funny. Bennett is still Team Long.
We all have a sense of humor here. We're good.
Team Johnny over here.
Team Johnny. Yay. Unite. All right, let's go back to wrestling.
Can we put our rings on?
Let's do wrestling. I feel bad. Let's go back to wrestling.
Back to wrestling. Triple H, Sean, 2 weeks ago, little package there. Here you go. Blah, blah, blah. Ramen noodles.
Yeah.
So woo,
let's talk about it.
I got the number to call. Wait, you guys can keep talking for this.
Okay, really quick. Like all classic wrestling feuds, it started at the Grove. Which was awesome, just like Big John Studd and Andre back in the day.
It started right at the Grove.
The Grove
on the
California,
bridge there.
Right near the trolley.
Right on the
right
bridge.
Near the trolley.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to commend one of our AfterBuzz bosses. I believed her acting was one of the most realistic I've seen in wrestling in quite some time.
Good job.
I genuinely do. She acted like someone tried
you
to fight
her. You can't touch me here.
Yeah. She acted like someone
she
tried to
fight
her.
She let the security take her away.
Yeah. Just, and then at
course,
the end, she sort of...
good.
And if someone attacked you like in public and you were like you had a job on television, you would kind of laugh. You'd be
kind of embarrassed.
I don't know. I mean, this is... She did it perfect.
She was good.
She's like, awesome. I'm not joking.
Yeah. How many people that were watching were like...
Thought it was real.
Yeah.
Giant women all coming in their dresses and stilettos.
Well, you got Beth Phoenix getting up there. And it's like,
yeah, I knew I loved the Grove. Some guy yelled in the back.
All the tourists there.
Yeah.
So the number to vote for Maria on Dancing with the Star is 1-800-868-3400. And you can vote.
One more time. I'm sorry.
Would you read that? Thank you.
You have to say that holding maple syrup.
1-800-868-3400.
There you go.
And you can vote 12 times.
12 times.
So make sure that you do it.
Yep.
12 times in a row. Do it.
Do
everybody.
It. Or we'll find you.
Okay, so I like the setup that, you know, at Maria's place of work and everything. I love that. I love that, you know, it was Beth and Eve. But I don't understand how they went from last week being like, no, you can't use him as a plaything too, to being there together as friends walking.
We go together.
I didn't get that part. It's strange. Last week they were like, "No, you can't use him too. He's mine to use." He's
what's the deal? What's the deal with Eve? She wasn't on tonight, right?
No.
Other than this,
she
thing,
was just
the Grove.
Just the whole.
So I make out with Zach, and then the next week I'm like, "I'm done. Thanks."
So weird. It's the only time she was on the show.
Yeah, and strange. I think that's I don't like that. But Maria, good luck tonight, and I hope you get lots of votes. And
and we're excited to see her wrestle at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Yeah, we are, because she has some moves. And let me just say, that girl trains to go. She trains.
Didn't you have someone on last week?
I did.
Her trainer.
Rick
helping her? Rick Drazen.
Oh, he's going to be helping her wrestle? He's training her. I didn't know that.
Crazy. Yeah.
He trained her for the last time she was in the ring. Right. So now he's training her for this time as well. So
he's also the host of the AfterBuzz SmackDown.
That's right. I knew that.
Nice plug.
Thank you.
And there you go. For those of you watching, you can catch us.
I am a company man.
SmackDown.
Covering SmackDown.
SmackDown, more like
on Fridays. Right? You cover SmackDown.
I don't know. I might be. I might draft.
I got something else
coming up on AfterBuzz that I'll plug after.
Yep. After.
Another
after
show.
After AfterBuzz?
Another show.
Are you doing SmackDown?
On AfterBuzz.
Maybe.
Oh, for him.
Maybe. More like Menudo's. Vote for Maria Menudo's on Dancing with the Stars.
Yay! I'm just giving them the, you know.
Thank you.
You just leave it us. Great.
Yeah.
Thank
the
you.
Slip. So Miz
is said.
Saying.
Come again?
Oh, my.
I wish I could. Okay, so.
Seeming that way. Seeming that way.
Team Long, everybody!
Is that a nice segue to go into The Miz versus Sheamus?
Wait, The Miz. You guys, I have so much to say about The Miz.
Yes,
oh,
go.
Let's go.
Why is he bum me out so much still? It's so sad.
He bums you out?
Bums me out.
We should do a.
How so?
Like it is. It's a big He, again, I have to remind you guys, he headlined WrestleMania last year and won.
Yes.
He's not even Team Teddy or Team Johnny. Like, he can't, either one of them. None of them.
Obviously, the WWE is very aware of it, hence the promo tonight. And, I mean, you don't just go out there and say stuff like that.
The promo and the way it ends, like, it almost like the promo and the loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I don't know what's going on. I mean,
see, I have a different opinion.
And tell me your opinion.
I'd love to hear it.
All right, here we go. If there's a website, WrestleZone.com, Kevin Kelly, who's an announcer for Ring of Honor, writes an article over there every week. And he wrote an article on The Miz recently. And he brings up a good point because he said he talked to Jericho. What are you doing?
Why are you picking at me?
We're
in a serious discussion.
Okay. Why am I being picked at?
Hang 10.
She was like,
those muscles are awesome. It's right in the middle of him talking. You see them all the time. You guys live together. Jeez.
Why do I feel this is coming back my way?
What could you possibly be doing?
It could have.
Yeah, go talk some more.
All right, so.
I want to hear
Ring of Honor.
Kevin Kelly. Right?
Okay. So, I do want to hear this.
He said he talked to Jericho, and Jericho compared wrestling to a wheel, and the wheel always goes round.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if you're at the top or the bottom, you're always going to go around. So he said, eventually Miz will come back around. He's just at a low point right now. Could it be that he did something wrong? Probably. Could it be he didn't do anything wrong? Probably.
We hear that all the time.
It could be anything, or maybe they just have nothing for him right now. But eventually he will come back around because he's good and he gets it.
Yeah.
He just has to. And what wrestlers don't do is they go on the wheel, and when they get here, they make the money at the top of the wheel. And then when they get here, they're not making the money at the top of the wheel, and they don't realize that they'll get to here again if they just wait it out.
Right.
Miz just has to wait it out, and I think that's true.
The best example of that is always William Regal.
Yeah,
because there are times when William Regal's like humongous, he's like the biggest guy in the whole federation, and then at the end he just disappears.
He's gone,
gone forever, and then he comes back and he's like the GM.
But he always has a job.
Yeah, always has a job.
I don't want to go to commercial soon.
Oh,
I still have 18 minutes left to talk.
No, well he's
just so you know.
Wait, I can tease this. Good. When we come back, we're gonna watch my Funny or Die video that has John Morrison touching my testicles.
Okay,
awesome. Wow.
We will, and then we'll talk about his partner a little bit more, The Miz.
Sure, we'll do it.
Go to commercial.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Yeah.
We have got some really weird stuff going on here.
Today is just a bunch of hormones, I think, on the other side of the table. So we're going to play the clip really quick.
Yeah.
So Maria is showing off some guns.
I write and produce for Funny
Or Die.
And
we're not talking about you.
What? This is, there it is. Look at his arms.
This is my shout out to Cliff Compton.
Hey. His arms are huge. Team Long. So I work for Funny or Die, producing and writing a lot, and this one we did for Weird Al Yankovic and my art gallery, and how Al is doing something for us, and it involves John Morrison, who we have in the video, and you'll see, and I took a slam, which I talked about on the show, I think 2 weeks ago, where he grabbed my balls while he was giving me a body slam.
Grabbed the mats.
Only one time did he get my ball, and that's the one they used. So it looked most realistic, I said. But we're going to watch. It's only 4 minutes long, and you'll see John Morrison, you'll see Epic Meal Time, and Amy Mann, and Tim Heidecker, and a bunch of people. So
sounds
great. We'll play it quick.
I have got to see this. Hey.
Ow. Oh, wow.
How you doing?
Wow, it is you.
My manager didn't really tell me what was going on here today. He just said I should show up, so I'm not really sure.
Okay, well, you are in for a treat. Uh-huh. So just sit down.
Yes,
right here.
You are.
So, Drew Druggie's amazing.
The 30th anniversary of your first album is coming up.
Right.
And I am going to direct a Broadway-style cabaret review of all of your hits. Oh. So you are welcome.
Yeah, that's very sweet of you, but I'm not really sure how I feel about... You know, a tribute show in my honor. It feels kind of self-serving. It's not my thing.
Well, you're
really.
Going to feel great when you watch the tryouts.
The
tryouts have now begun.
My name is Breck Hellman, and I will be reciting my poem, Hey Man. Hey Man. Hey, man. Hey Man. Hey Man. Hey Man.
Monsieur, where is Al Yankovic? We are Cirque du Soleil.
Where they did the Beatles one.
And they do the Elvis. Weird Al, the show. The curtain is all curly, weird Al hair.
We see the subconscious of Mr. Yankovic represented by
there's Walter. Probably a mustache. I don't know.
From Reno 911.
I don't know.
Josh Fadem's a genius, too. So many funny people in this.
Oh, my God. Oh my gosh.
Not me.
Who's next? You?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey man!
Hey man!
The lava of food. And there's some lava lasagna that comes alive.
I've eaten.
And we've been in the world of Ethan for so long that
is this Luigi and the Mario?
Did Weird Al?
Oh my God.
Epic meal time.
As a tribute to the weirdest player. Twinkie wiener sandwich.
I don't actually eat those. I'm a vegetarian.
Fuck me and my dirty fucking fuck hole.
What?
My other fucking fuck hole.
Okay, you know what? Women shouldn't be gross.
Like a sir.
Is Dan Band? I don't know. He's in Wedding Crashers.
Oh my God.
The Hangover.
He's hilarious.
Oh my lie. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Pancake juggling.
Hey man! Hey man!
I am Alex Trebek.
Oh no!
And it's a big robot.
We are going to lose on
Yes,
Jeopardy.
You are going to lose.
Hey man!
Kelman. This is real. This is not editing or anything. This guy really does this. So crazy.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's real.
What happens if you pop the balloon?
Oh,
it's nice effort.
You're great.
It's good.
Keep plugging away.
This is where we convince an Oscar nominated singer. How we did this, I have no idea.
Saving poking out of my underwear.
This is an Oscar-nominated song, for the record. We just had her change the words.
Can you shave me?
Stupid.
Come on and shave me.
I'm sorry, that's it. I have to leave. I really appreciate everything you and everybody have done, the time, the effort, the commitment. It's great, but it's not for me. I got to go.
There's one more. Please stay.
One
guys.
More, then I have
Please.
To go.
I'm from Gallery1988.com, and I wanted to pitch you on the idea of creating these limited edition screen prints, all inspired by some of your biggest songs, Al. This one here is Another One Rides the Bus in your whole career. And then this one's Amish Paradise. And they're all limited edition hand screen. They're awesome, and you can get them on our website. It's cool to see artists sort of create things based on your songs, new things.
Wow, that's great. Let's go with that. Let's go with the art thing.
God, oh, that's great.
And the wrestler. Good call.
Oh, and nut grab. Boom. That's it.
Yay!
That's the video, guys. That's
me best part.
Yay!
That's me getting slammed, guys.
Oh,
that acting amazing. Honest for me is very hard, also.
Acting
like
honest?
I have a very no honest. Oh, yeah. I have a very tough time being like, hey guys,
hey what's up? Hey,
it's like hey. I had to be like, oh, pretty subtle.
Acting subtle smart is very difficult for me.
I loved when you acted stupid. That was my favorite. My favorite acting Maria is acting stupid.
Acting smart, very difficult.
But that okay, was it. It was very fun having John.
It was amazing.
Really good.
Thanks. And John tweeted it, and then Zack Ryder tweeted it, and we got it up to like 100,000 views. It was very fun.
And we'll tweet it right after the show as well. So yeah, just send awesome. Tweet it, and then yes. I'll retweet it, and then makes it easier because I don't want to screw it up.
Yep.
So his partner, The Miz.
Yes.
He's petitioning to be on Team Johnny. Do you think it's gonna happen?
No.
I don't know what to say.
Can I tell you what I would pitch?
I'd like to see it.
I'll tell you what I would
pitch.
I kind
of have a feeling it will happen.
I'll tell you what I would pitch. Miz sits out WrestleMania.
Really?
Yep. Give him his wheel for next year.
Mm-hmm. Or he does something at WrestleMania. Promo where someone returns. Maybe Del Rio returns.
But you don't think that him just sitting the night out sort of tells the story of Daniel Bryan and Sheamus having a big match this year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't think... And I didn't even come out last year. I wasn't even invited to come last year.
Right.
That's how low I got. That's the story for him the next year. I mean, it's
that's the entire
sucks for this
story.
Year. Yeah. Sucks for this year. But
it does, but that's
I
a
like
future.
It.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Pumps him up for another great year.
So I'm really hoping, Miz, that's what happens. And we are trying to get Miz on the show in the next few weeks. So
it'd be
that
one.
May possibly happen. And he's very excited about AfterBuzz.
Cool.
But I really kind of, if that happens, it's a great setup. It's a lot of motivation for the next year. And so I kind of hope it happens. Sorry. So Sheamus, Miz match. And the new mug, that was fantastic.
The blinged out, the over blinged out, the uber blinged out,
the medieval
mug.
Looked like Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean goblet. It was like crazy. It had like jewels on it. Yeah, like jewels.
It did look like jewels. Anything to say about this match?
No, I thought it was good. It just was to get Sheamus over, which it did. It was perfect setup, and it kept Miz's thing going, and Sheamus got over. Looked good.
Josh,
I thought Sheamus looked real good.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
What were you? Nothing? Oh, I was going to let you go.
I'm good.
So Josh Matthews announces Randy Orton in a very Cyber Sunday style interview. What did you say type of interview it was?
It was
Mean Gene,
Saturday morning.
Yeah,
right?
It was weird.
I liked it because I'm such a fan of the old.
Yeah.
When they used to stand there, and they would all just come up on the platform.
My only other favorite setup is the walk-in on Nitro.
Yes.
From that spot, that's the only other one I like more. Where it's like it was like when the NWO would take over Bischoff
at the booth
in the booth.
Yeah,
because that's right the same spot about there.
Yeah, well, WWE did that for a while on Raw. They put JR and the coach and King up there for a long time.
And then they would have things happen there too.
Yeah,
but that's where like the belt got thrown
the
in
belt
the trash.
Got dropped.
It was
they,
crazy
they
stuff
invaded.
That happened.
There. Yeah. They did all the stuff.
Yeah, they used to have the commentators up there.
Yeah,
they did.
You know what I thought might have happened? There's Randy being out there. It's one of those stages where all of a sudden Kane either comes up through the floor or something, or Kane just walks out, picks up Randy, and through the stage.
Nothing though.
I expected something a little bit more dynamic.
This is where I expected to see Kane, but we didn't see him. But I do have to say that I loved Randy's promo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No.
How the monster plans on beating me?
Mm-hmm. He spun it.
Yeah, he did, and I liked it. I really, really liked
his whole...
Did you
hear that, Mike?
Whole... She liked it. Hey, Mikey.
Are you helping us out?
Team Johnny, unite!
Yay!
Team Mikey! Before we came in, we got our rings on and everything.
All right,
we united.
Yes.
Did you now?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, bloody.
Big Red Elf? Anybody? No.
Okay. Nope.
No.
Had to be there. Moving along.
Thanks. Yeah.
You realize you have red hair.
I do
just
have red
hair.
You're the big red elf.
Why do I gotta be big?
You're the little red elf. Ow.
Oh, that's the arm you love.
That was a real slap. Bullies, that was not fake.
Bullies. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Big Show and Otunga. This promo was really nice, and it was nice to see
anti-bullying.
Stephanie.
Otunga taking the coffee mug on the road.
Wherever he goes.
It's his gimmick. He's got to take it with him, I guess.
I want to know if any fans, have seen Otunga going through the airport with his mug.
Because that's like the thing. People who don't know, a lot of the inner workings of wrestling is that sometimes you have to travel in gimmick.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal. Because, especially for people like Goldust.
Mysterio.
Who have to travel through airports wearing the mask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think Otunga would have to basically travel with the mug.
Except when you go through security. Sorry, would you remove the mask, please? We're going to need you to remove the mask.
And then he takes it off. They're like, put the mask back on.
We didn't really want to see all of that.
We were curious, not so much.
Now I totally hate Bischoff. Yeah. Put the mask back on.
But I really like the anti-bullying campaign.
Yes.
Then we have Vicky with Dolph and Swagger, which are going to be on Team Johnny.
Team Johnny.
I will say
I made the astute observation during live that Jack Swagger, with his haircut, looks just like Buzz, the brother in Home Alone. Like Buzz's girlfriend. Woof.
Buzz's girlfriend.
That guy. Woof. He looks just like him.
Like him.
Like exactly like him.
Yes.
I know.
And he was doing a little bit of a show-off thing, the push-ups on Kofi's back. I didn't like that so much. I think that just keep that with Dolph and Swagger. Just keep up your
That's
haircut.
The whole thing.
Let's hope
Swagger's
they split
not
them up.
The show-off.
They have to.
Let's split these guys up. It's been
it's
too
time.
Long.
It's
Let's
time.
Split all
Hopefully
three of them.
I kind
of
feel like that's why Dolph is lost.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
He's lost in the shuffle. It's that same
Team
thing.
Teaming Shawn Michaels up with the boogeyman. It's awful.
I agree.
Like, why do it? Dolph can take off.
And Dolph started having his moment. I mean, he was having a moment for a while where it was just him, and now.
No.
He needs to
I still have 4 minutes left. Okay. So there's a catfight at the end with everybody, etc., etc.
The match was great. The finish was really good.
I loved the finish with Vicky knocking the foot off the ropes and it just putting
Perfectly
all the
done.
Heat on Vicky. And here comes Oksana, which leads into this catfight. And Vicky, my gosh, woman. And talk about having a horrible thing happen to you and turning it into an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I mean, an amazing career. And just, you know, your husband.
Vicky's a great girl.
It was awesome.
She's a great woman.
It was cool.
Seriously.
It was great to see that.
Love her.
Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Undertaker. This promo right here, I loved when Triple H said the devil's playground became my proving ground. That was a really awesome statement. Undertaker saying that this match needs to remain pure, and Shawn's better. Oh, snap.
It's that
little boy just shrunk into little peanuts.
The best part was Shawn smirking
at
Triple H.
Just
I'm telling you guys,
smiling.
My prediction's looking better and better. Speaking of,
you guys,
Maria loves it.
Now and again, we time things here.
I'm pretty good, guys.
Yeah.
That's why
she could do it like
Jensen.
She did last week. Didn't
pretty
you do
good.
It?
J-Man.
You recap.
There is a couple
your
things that I want to definitely talk about.
Okay.
I want to talk
you
about
predict?
In predictions. I predict. Thank you
You're
for that lead in, darling.
Not
I predict
as good as
that
That's
next
good.
Week.
Predictions? More like Maria Menounos.
Vote for. Haven't watched it yet. Can't wait to watch it. But
so
I predict that next week there will be a knockdown drag-out brawl between John Cena and The Rock.
Or do you not do it and make you pay for it?
I think that's better. But
I don't think they touch.
I don't think they touch either.
No.
I think they make you pay for it. They
not touchy.
They usually make
no
you
touch.
Pay for it.
Yeah. Cena does the same thing The Rock did tonight. And then they have a stare down.
I do believe something will happen with Jericho and Punk, though.
Yeah,
they can touch.
They're gonna touch.
I like this.
We don't have to pay for that. That's free.
I like this. Do you guys think? Last prediction. Do you guys think that Undertaker will retire after this?
Yes.
Yes, and he retires with the undefeated.
Undefeated.
Sure.
I think he does too. They keep saying end of an era.
See, it's kind of one of the.
I feel like he's gonna grab the mic. After the match,
and retire.
I think he announces it.
And I think he announces it.
I think I think he does not announce it. I think he kisses the ring and walks out.
I don't think.
And also, I'll say this one last one. I think Shawn Michaels screws him. And I think WrestleMania next year we see Triple H versus Shawn Michaels retirement. Both of them out after that.
That I agree with.
Very well done.
I agree with that.
That's
yes,
it.
But the streak does not end.
Nope, streak stays forever.
No.
Forever and ever.
Cal Ripken shit.
See, we finished on time, and actually, we still have a minute left.
So plug. So, do the plugs. Who's
okay,
got something to plug?
So I'll just plug the fact that Crossfire Wrestling did amazing. My girls were amazing. So Jessica Havoc and Angel Dust, thank you so much.
Go ROHWrestling.com. This, no, 2 weeks.
We're going to be in Miami, yes. And you are wrestling Lance Storm.
That's big.
Wow.
Big.
Very big. Canadian.
Huge. Uh-huh.
Sorry.
It's going to be an
iPay-per-view.
Okay. Sorry. So GoFightLive.com.
GoFightLive.com. JensenClan88 with a C, CLAN88 on Twitter at all times.
At Volcari Fashion. Check out VolcariFashion.com. And I will actually be doing a new show here at AfterBuzz, NBC Fashion Star, tomorrow. You can catch us live at 11 p.m. here after Buzz.
And if you guys want, he'll be bench pressing, staring at other wrestlers.
I will.
At all times.
Come on, 170 pounds. Team tiny, team glasses, team long, team boobs.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Woo! Team Johnny Unite.
That from Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.